Welcome, So You Think You Can Dance fans. It has been such an exciting week. The top 20 has been unveiled. With a little twist, we're going to be wrapping up Academy Week. And for your special segment, we are going to be spotlighting contemporary. You don't want to miss a thing. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Son of all, you
sing the blues. Oh, man.
So good.
I feel this. I feel it so much right now. I want this chorus to kick in now in a minute.
Bum, 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 bum. Here we go.
It's coming, yeah. You guys. Journey brought to you by the So You Think You Can Dance panel.
So good.
So
love
good.
I
felt like this song was so appropriate because the top 20 needs to, you know, don't stop believing. Yeah. Because as we know, spoiler alert, it's going to be 10 on the live shows.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy. You guys, there's so much. We've got a special segment for you. We've got a wrap-up of Academy, wrap-up of auditions. They're like, where do we even begin, right?
Where do we begin?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's begin.
Yeah. First of all, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Becky Sotero.
Thank you, darling. And I'm Kim Davey.
And I'm Teague Dooley-Panko.
And I'm Jessica Williams.
I mean, the gang's all here. Okay, so it's been week 5 or 6 or 12. I don't even know. I feel like we've been doing it forever. But the gang is all here.
Yay.
Yes. We're so glad you're back here.
Thank you, Tom. Excited to be back. But I haven't been away from dance. I've been dancing in New York, Orlando, all that.
Yes, you have.
That's amazing. We've been staying in the field.
Well, yeah. Here we are. We have wrapped up auditions, Academy Week. The show kicked off with 41 very lucky dancers at Dolby Theater, as everyone knows. And this was just like a treat, right? We had Travis Wall. We had Jazz with Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
And this is kind of perfect because the special segment we're bringing to you guys today is on contemporary. We'll get to that towards the end of the show. But overall thoughts, how'd you guys feel about it?
Oh, I just absolutely loved it. And I love the big surprise, the big group number. I mean, big numbers, let's face it. We all go to watch big numbers and shows and musicals and everything. It's what gets your heart pumping and so excited. So that was just the icing on the cake for me. Mm. I'd have all the different segments, all the different styles pulled together.
Which is so Mandy Moore, because we know from last season in front of the VPAC, she did the whole, the huge dance with over 100 dancers, which she got an Emmy nomination for. So go Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, she's awesome. Mandy Moore doesn't stop, especially with group numbers. And I mean, we saw in La La Land, the big opening number with no cuts. I mean, that's just Mandy Moore's style. That's what she's, that's what she's great at.
Yeah.
So that was really fun to see. I think that the big surprise at the end was a real shocker and really hard for a lot of people to handle. We were kind of around when that was all happening. Mm. So that's one of the things we did know was going to happen. But now everybody is on the same page. And it's scary because you think that you get to a safe place and it's just tough. So, that's kind of a big surprise. Now we're all on the same page. We all know what's going on. And it's the competition keeps going. So the drama is no one's safe just yet. So.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I think it was a surprise, and that's what's so exciting. After watching this show myself for all 15 seasons, or this being the 15th, I'm so excited to be surprised and not know, because you think you have the format figured out. And then it's like, wow, wait, what? Because I thought, something in my eyelash. I thought they were going to go back to literally like partnering, two contestants with each other and having a top 20, which was exciting, but they didn't. But I am really excited about the group number also, because that was one of the things I missed the most about the Academy. Remember earlier I was like, they had the Academy in this building and the logo and the branding and everything, and it really came together with that group number. And I had the chills. Like, literally, I don't know, when all the genres combine and melt together, it is so exciting to me.
But you know what? It was just too close for me to be a routine that I just wanted everybody in the same outfit. I enjoyed it so much that I was like, aesthetically, I wanted
it to be. You wanted it to be like a full-blown
dance. Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, or like everyone would wear black.
Wait.
I agree. Yeah.
But I loved the nuances of, like you said, every genre, every style had to come up with their own. I think 8 and 8 count, right? They had to create their own 8 count throughout it. But it just, again, speaks to Mandy Moore. She's just a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
And that dance just highlighted her, even though it should highlight the dancers. It's just, that's Mandy Moore. And she's
so funny.
She's so funny. And no BS.
I love her.
She's dance. It's
she's straight direct. She's like, get it together or don't. Yeah.
It's jazz.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I just, I mean, I think that one of my favorite comments about her is that it's the little details. If you don't finish the move, jazz means nothing. Mm-hmm. And I love that comment she made about
shoulder.
Yeah, the finishing the rotation, finishing the turn, or else the move is just why do it. So
yeah,
so special. Well, it kicked off, as we know, with Travis Wall. Just like drool. I feel like if you love dance, you just love watching Travis Wall perform, or even just dance in this regard. And his choreography, he said, was one of his hardest combos. Do you love that, or do you hate that? Do you think he should have gone easy on them, or do you like?
No, not at this stage. No, yeah. Good call. Absolutely. Go hard. Go hard or go home.
Mm-hmm. Right, and especially when you get to the live shows, he's going to throw really tough stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's going to keep, you know, going easy on you. So might as well give up the hardest stuff right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sink or swim.
Yeah, Sink or Swim. And it was really just about really learning the music, because the music was very interesting and it didn't fill in the dance. Like, typically you can do a full routine and there's always boom, boom, boom. They had to interpret the music themselves. So that's why each person that performed, it was a little different. Mm-hmm. The timing wasn't boom, boom, boom. It's how you made it. So I enjoyed that, to see the individuality.
And I think that's his signature. He does a lot of lyric routines that aren't necessarily set to music. It's set to lyrics, and I loved that. I mean, again, it left interpretation, and I loved how he was talking about the body shapes, and he wanted the dancers to actually create that themselves.
Yeah, not be a robot.
Yeah. Was there anybody that stood out to you guys? I know, there was a lot. There was a lot happening.
Like, who didn't? Yeah.
I mean, he pushed them out of their comfort zone, but I mean, it's funny because for me personally, Evan DiBenedetto, I think is how you say his last name. Evan, when they showed him dancing, I actually forgot he was a tapper. And we know that Evan stood out so much as a tapper in his own genre, but as a contemporary dancer, I was wowed by him.
Well, it's interesting because I actually liked, in that same threesome, I liked Eddie, who they sent home. Mm. But I thought he did a really good job.
In contemporary?
I thought he looked great, and they pulled him out.
Oh, man.
I can't handle that. So I'm so drawn to him when he moves, and like they said, he's like the happiest dancer out there. I'm just watching him.
He got lost real quick. I didn't even notice
the looks because he's so engaging and got such a stage presence that
I love his personality, and I think he's the cutest, and I want to be his best friend for sure. But I just do not think at that stage you can perform like that. He just didn't have the lines for me. His the extension wasn't there. Sweetheart, it looks amazing, like a great person. But maybe just a little bit more of a technique this year.
Sometimes in the studio, changing his emotional connection to the routine and his facials is super important when you put on a performance, and I feel like he has one face and he gives it for everything.
Well, that face gets me and sucks me in and gets me there. So
you know who I did love though? Emily Carr.
Yes.
And they didn't show enough of her.
They didn't.
I watched it again because I was like, wait a second, I didn't see the performance. I saw only a few moments, but they spotlighted the other girls more. But what I did see was great, and I was super impressed with Emily, and her timing was different than the other girls, but I actually liked her choices more than I liked the... I think everybody else was going on the lyrics, and she went on the beats, and I thought that was a smart move, and I was impressed with her, but they didn't really show...
No, they didn't. They highlighted... They showed Genesee a lot, and they showed Bridget. I felt like it was... Because when Travis was like, the top 10 is for you to lose, I was like, wait, what? Like, I actually did the same thing. I watched back and I was like, oh, okay, but I'm still needing more. But again, it's creative editing, and we're going to see a lot more from her, I'm sure, especially next week. But I mean,
but I'm surprised they didn't show us.
Maybe
the camera crew needs some lessons on dance and what's good and what's not, and actually who to actually follow.
To do it.
Right.
Absolutely.
I thought, in particular, the Dream Team, when I was like, was Magda.
Good.
Jensen and Stephanie. I just love Stephanie so much. Like, every week she's growing on me more and more, and her legs are so quick, and she's able to transition style so well. So that, out of all of them, I'm like, yes, these three girls.
So good.
Yeah, it made me do this.
And they're just so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, they're just fun to watch and easy to watch and stunning.
So, and as we know, Mary, you touched on this too, ballroom is lethal this year. Like, everyone who's competing in their specialty is ballroom. I mean, Cole Mills is incredible. I mean, his contemporary, again, I was like, wait, what? You're a ballroom dancer? I mean, you can tell these dancers are just cross-trained, and that's what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. You know, not you didn't feel so much.
Well, you know, I'm just, like, really critical. So
I'm so sorry for everybody at home.
But Cole, I think I was impressed with his contemporary, but I I needed a little bit more, and I think I'm going to need to see a little bit more. Sure. He just doesn't, he's not totally expanding through his movement, which, hey, he's a ballroom dancer, so, like, right. You obviously have to give him a little, you have to cut him some slack. Mm-hmm. But I want to see him work a little bit harder.
I just thought he floated. I mean, because a lot of Travis's choreography is, it just, like, floats, and yeah. I just felt like he was floating. But I can see that. The extension was a little
Yeah, his black technique there. As far as contemporary yeah.
sure.
wasn't.
Your favorite.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I'm going to get positive
no,
here.
I know. I love it. You don't need everybody saying this exactly. is... Exactly. Because even our... No. By the way, you guys, live chat, we are on it. The girls are on it.
We see you.
Talk to us.
So, what did you guys think of Tessa? Like, I don't know. I was kind of a lot of back and forth because mm-hmm. I was really impressed at the beginning. I don't think she did as bad as mm-hmm. they were saying.
No
in my
way.
I was like, well, she did good. But she did get lost and she did lose her movements.
Here's
she psyched herself.
My thing about Tessa. Mm-hmm. I think, and I said this to myself when I was watching her solo for mm-hmm. the first time, the choreography of her solo was
exquisite.
Perfect yeah. for her body type, for her mm-hmm. ability, for her technique, for the tricks that she wanted mm-hmm. to feature. Mm-hmm. Her solo couldn't have been better to showcase exactly who she was. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous because mm-hmm. I recognized that it was really, really great choreography, mm-hmm. but I was nervous, like, can you stand out when you're doing a group routine? Can you stand out yeah. when you're doing mm-hmm. somebody else's style and that's not 100% catered to you?
Yes, mm-hmm. sure.
And that's where I think she fell off just a bit because
sure.
I mean her solo was so well
yeah.
done and mm-hmm. in that it was like
it was
perfect
so unique
epitome
to, yeah.
of mm-hmm. what you want from a solo it sure. shows your best everything
yeah.
but then when it comes to other dances you're not able to
right
mix in
right
yourself mm-hmm. as much
but it was so interesting because after all those negative comments about her I watched her in Mandy's big group number and mm-hmm. I thought she did fabulously like mm-hmm. I honestly thought she was engaging mm-hmm. and I purposefully watched her to see and then they still tore her apart
I,
so
yeah.
what do they
I don't
want?
Get it I think it was a storytelling situation I mean, the whole it was almost yeah, becoming maybe. More of an annoyance I totally agree with Teague but I do yeah. feel like I don't feel like she was that far off and I mean don't even get
no.
me started on Alexis Gilbert who I think is
oh.
flawless and
yeah.
and I still want to know what the conspiracy is against
mm-hmm.
her but I don't get yeah the they were so on her and it didn't make any sense I thought she was comparable to Hanalei
yeah.
who
yeah.
they just praised her so
yeah
but good
I don't
on
know.
Her good on Tess for standing up for herself and saying
yeah.
I felt that I did the best I could I was enjoying it
and she'll good and on. She's going to be a perfect example of next season I think
yeah.
we'll see her again and she'll probably and I also I'm a big Bridget fan I know she's a little funky
yeah
I'm a PDX girl but I think that maybe if she kind of steps away from I know the goth thing was her character but maybe mm-hmm. if she kind of steps away from that and a little bit more of the polished
yeah
you know if she polishes her dance I think her and Tessa are going to be fierce competitors next season.
It was interesting, though, because with Tessa, and I think it has to do a lot with the editing and what they show
sure.
us, and I think a lot of their opinion really had to do with how she learned the choreography, because that's how Mandy was the most critical, not so
mm-hmm.
much about the execution, but like how it was just like pulling teeth working with you. You just couldn't get it, girl.
And they
so,
know that picking up choreography
yeah.
is 50% of
yeah.
this show, because they're throwing routines at these
mm-hmm.
dancers.
And
so
a
you
career
go,
as a dancer, too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this show in particular, mm-hmm. every, you know, two routines, a group routine every single week. If
sure.
you're slacking now, you're
sure.
not going to hang.
Well, I would love to use this as a transition into jazz. That was such a fun routine. And, you know, as we talked about, Mandy Moore is just, she can do everything.
Yeah.
And I know you're kind of friends with Alexis Teague, so I want to hear your take on this. I do not get it. I mean, I felt like during the group routine, she was emoting. She was dancing her heart
mm-hmm.
out, and they're just not getting the connection. Can you talk on that, like what you think was
yeah,
lacking?
Yeah, to be honest, I really don't know. And mm-hmm. Alexis is the same in the dark as well. And
yeah.
you've seen her come back, you know,
mm-hmm.
year after year, and she gets better every year, and she... She trains hard during
mm-hmm.
the year, and they know her. They have a relationship with her. She's worked with all these choreographers
mm-hmm.
before, so it's tough. And sometimes it's, you know, it's something we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a producing thing, or they
mm-hmm.
have too many brunettes. You know, it's
sure.
like literally it could be that silly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just wasn't her year. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they needed somebody with different choreography, different style. I don't know. I don't think Alexis knows.
Mm-hmm.
No one really knows. I think that the comment about... her coming off maybe not genuine was a bit
mm-hmm.
strange
yes.
from Travis.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do see, I mean, she's a performer. She's
mm-hmm.
been on several teams. She's been,
sure.
you know, she's not new to, she smiles and she
a large she's got a lot of
sell it and serve
it. Right, yes. Yeah, knows how to sell it. And I don't know if maybe they just thought that that came across
like almost too commercial and not connecting.
Maybe that was the thing. Maybe they felt like it was too commercial opposed to, you know, just focusing on the dance, but I mean, I don't know how you can argue that that's a bad thing. So I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I hope we see her again next year. It sucks because every year you feel you get closer and closer, and then you're like, oh man.
Well, and to me, she seems like she has the whole package. Yeah. I mean, she has the personality, and again, my eyes didn't leave her in their whole section of the routine. So
and I'm even thinking back to when she did that ballroom. It was just so strong. You forgot that she was a jazz dancer. Like honestly, some of them, they're so good. When they broke them off in this group routine, I'm like, oh yeah, you were that, or you weren't, you know. So and that word being disingenuous is so like, ugh. You like, you know,
that hurts.
That
it makes you feel like, I mean, they're basically saying that you're
faking.
That's worse
than saying that you can't dance, you know, because that's your personality.
Sure.
So that,
it's so interesting though, because as performers for dancers as well, like you're never actually, I don't know, taught how to perform from the face. I mean, you know, when you're younger, you just think a big smile is what you need.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I know through like Disney choreographers and stuff we've been working with recently, they always talk about share, not show. And a lot of dancers are just showing their emotion rather than feeling it and sharing it.
Sure.
And so unless you're actually taught it or you've actually experienced, had these different experiences in life, it's hard to project the truth.
Oh.
And it's tough to be told that you're disingenuous, isn't it?
Like, sure. Really, well, and I mean, again, we don't know. We can only really feel it through the TV. We don't know what it was like in that live performance. We don't know, again, like we've talked about, the relationship between choreographer and dancer. I mean, because they're witnessing things during the rehearsal process. So there's a lot we're not seeing. However, with that said, I don't get it, world. I don't get it.
What are you guys saying? What is the live chat saying about that? Let's see. We have Zachary Kim that said he can't wait to focus on JJ soon. Neck shaping sound boy going to kill it this year. Jasmine Jones was speaking about Tessa, said that her solo was great, but wasn't great in the group performance, and that the group performance was amazing and that they loved.
Ooh, shout out to Jasmine. She actually wanted a shout out. So, hey, Jasmine, what's up, girl?
Jasmine.
Thanks for tuning in. Our fans are so loyal.
Yeah.
No, so good.
It's true. Like, they feel the same. So.
Oh, man. Well, you guys, it's going to be one heck of a season, to say the least. Now, in terms of the cuts that they made, so we know they went from 33 dancers before the jazz, so that means 13 dancers down, but then they cut Tessa, they cut Alexis, they cut Jay. So we love Jay. Jay was, how do we explain Jay? The exuberant...
Jay Jackson, otherwise known as Jackson.
Yes, exactly. How did you guys feel about it? I mean, he kind of proved Nigel wrong. I mean, he danced.
He did.
He was a little hard out.
He did.
He's amazing. He's
such a spirited person.
Oh, my gosh. And I think that this, you know, having him as a great representation on the show, I think is just amazing. I think it was really smart to keep him around and share his story.
Yeah.
And I was overall impressed with his ability throughout the show and his attitude, and
such a good attitude,
just a really respectful, awesome, I mean, what a cool story. So I'm glad that we got to meet him, and I hope we see him train this year and come back
and
stronger.
So composed, him being like, this is not the end, I'll be back next year. It's just, I feel like that's I know we talked about this last week about it being a little bit of a when people leave and they're like, I'm never coming back again. I mean, not many people do that, but I definitely feel like his attitude is what is going to carry him.
Very
because
gracious.
When he comes back, it's going to land with the
he
fans.
He was so grateful and just so... I felt like he just had the time of his life. He had no idea that he was going to make it past auditions. And I appreciate that he started to take it more seriously, in my opinion. And you could see that shift throughout working with the choreographers and picking up technique. He's like, okay, he's the one that Manny was like, you have to throw your shoulders to complete the move on the jazz. And even him staying with his male persona, if you will, was interesting. So it's kind of like what you were saying about Bridget, like kind of taking a step back on how you presented yourself and show that you were versatile. And I felt like he did that. And that's why he made it so far. I mean, to make it to the last round of Academy, come on, people, like that's huge.
Sure.
So good for him.
So good for him.
I hope he comes back.
Well, we loved Mandy Moore's routine. I love that she said it was a pot of greatness. You know, it's like you have to, it just literally a little bit of everything in the mix. And as we know about her, she's a choreographer for TV shows, movies. She's been doing 13 seasons of So Thick You Can Dance. And speaking of TV shows, y'all, let's get into this. So AfterBuzz, if you don't know, to all our fans on the live chat, AfterBuzz, we have after shows for almost every single TV show. Reality, sci-fi, I mean, you name it, we do it. Drama, comedy. We want you to subscribe. We would love the likes, the comments. All of the above, right?
Mm-hmm. All of the above, absolutely. And so you guys can subscribe to the channels, all of them on YouTube. And it'll also suggest content for you as well that'll be tailor-made to help you grow,
learn. And if you like So You Think You Can Dance, we've got World of Dance. You guys are on the panel for World of Dance as well.
We are. We go into that in a second, don't we? So just hit the subscribe button online, everything, and check out all our different channels. We will see you there in most of them, and a lot of the other. We've got so many on our team here at AfterBuzz. Yeah. Like a couple of hundred of us.
Yeah,
is that right?
There's a lot of shows. And if you guys are worried about the notifications, don't worry about them at all. You can choose to opt out, which is really great because you can get an email saying when a new show is available. And so just hit that subscribe button on the channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels. This is reality competition.
Yes.
But we have drama. We have just regular reality.
Yes.
We have sci-fi.
Wrestling.
All of it.
No matter what your taste is. So thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. Kind of jumping back into our show, the solo portion. So we know after they were the last round of cuts was made, 27 made it into the solo. So this was the do or die, put it all on the stage, last dance, if you will, before the top 20 selected. One of my very favorites was Darius, who kicked it off. Did you guys have any thoughts about any of that? I know they montaged that a lot.
Yeah.
They didn't highlight a lot of people.
But, it's a shame. They need 2 hours.
They do need two hours. Come on, Fox.
Yeah. Way too fast.
JJ.
Yeah.
JJ kicked it off.
JJ kicked it off. Thank you. Yes. Sorry. Then they highlighted Darius later. Yeah,
they showed him like, boop,
this
much.
Yes, because Mandy was, she was all about JJ as well. So, yeah.
He's amazing. He's so strong, so controlled. His elevation. Oh, he's just stand there and dance for me, please, darling. Just keep going.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Exactly. I could just watch him forever. So good.
I agree.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah. I thought everybody did really great, except for obviously, you know, what we're going to talk about is Alan Genkin.
Yeah, yeah. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We had the good that in JJ was, and the not so good in Alan.
Man, Alan, what was that?
Have you had that before, though? I've totally been on stage where I've just whipped out something.
No, you whipped off your shirt?
Right. Well, but you know when you're on stage and you're in a moment and you just feel inspired to do something, and afterwards you're like, oh my goodness.
I have never.
It's just one of those. You haven't? Oh, girls, you need to experience it.
We haven't been living our best life, apparently.
But one of those moments where it's like make or break, and you just make decisions, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And for him, unfortunately, what was that? It didn't work.
Ooh, it fell
but
flat.
It to the point of going through. So I don't know. Well, yeah, think
I don't.
Through after that.
Yeah. From the beginning.
But those are the questions I have, is how do you let someone like Alexis go? But I guess, like you said, there's a lot of elements. We don't know what's
Well,
what's
in guys, but, there's less competition
for
guys.
Of course.
And there's more competition for girls, obviously. So, yeah.
And they want to add a balance of the genres. So there was only one other ballroom person that was there. But I thought, just going back to JJ for a second, I thought that he was just super explosive.
That's what I wrote.
We're just always like here, girlfriend. And sharp and super confident. And I just loved, he just went for it and threw himself into each of the moves. And he started off confident. And then on the contrary, Alan was so rocky at the beginning. I didn't understand what amateur night show we were watching.
No. The routine was, the music was horrible.
Yes, and then he went into those jobs and he was like, I'm there. And it was like, okay, no. So, yeah.
I mean, he had good feet, but everything above those ankles was awful.
Nigel said, he's like, that was desperate. I was like, ooh, that was shade, but it was so true.
And cheesy. Like, that's the thing is, for that level, you're trying to get into the top 20. It was just...
Yeah, for your solo and to
Wisconsin
open it, the first 16 counts or whatever was just so boring. It was like, what was actually happening as well. But then
snaps,
it got exciting, and then it went downhill again. Poor guy. He just had a really bad day, didn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Teague. Lay it on us.
Yeah,
what,
it's coming.
Your thoughts.
Oh, about the solo?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I kind of gave it to you guys.
What was that?
I mean, I can't believe that that happened. I wonder if it was like a producing, like, hey, you got anything a little quirky in your toolbox? You know, I don't know. Maybe it was like something that it was influenced, because I have legitimately no idea why he would do that. I mean, don't you know when you're like showcasing your best ability, and especially like the pressure's on and that's what you chose? It's just kind of crazy. But hey, I mean, he still gets another chance, so that's exciting.
Right.
And we do know that he's a talented dancer, because in other rounds we've seen some good stuff. So hopefully we get to see that again.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope we get to see Dustin. So Dustin followed him, the B-boy. So yes. Fluid, so beautiful. He reminds me of a Twitch and fiction hybrid. Mm. He's going to be, I think he's going to be lethal as well. Again, it's my favorite word, lethal.
Yes.
But no, I loved his solo so much, and I'm so glad that he made it in the top 22.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He was a standout for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. For sure.
Oh my goodness. All right. So I know everybody watched, but I'll run through the top 20. We had JJ, Janessi, Magda, Jensen, Stephanie, Dana, Sydney, Brianna, Chelsea, Emily Carr, Hanale, Cole Mills, Justin Slavic, who surprised me quite a bit through this process, Peyton, Dustin Payne, Evan, Darius, Allen, and Kyle. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then next week, we know it's going to be the top 10 girls. They're going to be fighting for the top 5. And then the following week is going to be the top 10 boys, and they're going to pick the top 5.
Which is such a crazy industry to put yourself into, isn't it?
I know.
Just the constant rejection and the anticipation and the emotions that
you go through. Well, their faces, when they said you're not going through, we're only picking 10 for the live shows, like I just like scanned their faces, and it's
devastating.
Just devastating.
Yeah, they were so excited.
Tough industry.
But I'm excited because they're bringing the All-Stars
back.
Yes,
they are,
you
girl.
Know, that's my favorite.
Who do you want to see paired? Who do you want to see paired?
Oh, that's hard. That's a heavy question. Paired. First off, who are they bringing back? We saw a little bit. Comfort's
Fiction's coming back. Allison, my girl, Allison, yes. Coming back.
Allison. Was Lauren there? There was one little quick little snippet, and I was like, is that Lauren? I hope so, because she hasn't come back as an All-Star before.
Maybe. I think Amy might be back, too. We'll find. Well, they definitely...
They didn't show us.
I think I can find it.
Yeah.
Okay,
Let's do it. Yeah, there's definitely some spoilers.
Yeah.
Go to Kristen Burns' account. We love our inside scoop dancer. She did... She did disclose, she's like my person in the dance world I go to. Well, shout out, Kristen.
Yay.
What's up? August 6th will be the first live show, and there's only going to be 6 weeks of live shows. So they're cutting it down significantly, which I think a lot of people were a little bummed about. But you also have the Emmys on the 17th, so there's a lot of push to get it done before the Emmys happen. So that's part of that.
So much political stuff behind it.
Yeah.
About the production. But... I mean, this audition and Academy Week, and even the fact that we have 2 more weeks before live show, that's pretty long.
They're drawing it out a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think they could combine your top 10 next week, or the top 10, because it's not ours, technically, since we're not voting, but the top 10 could be done next week, and then they could punch it out. But I really love what the producers were saying. They wanted to switch it up and not have it be stagnant. And what a fun twist. You know, it's not fun for the dancers, but the top 20 can always come back, you know, and we'll see what happens, but...
I was trying to find the digging, and you know what? I can't find it. But
no problem.
I do know that Fiction's back, and
Allison's back.
Allison comes
back. Yeah. I also think... I don't know. You know what, you guys?
Yeah, we're going to find out next week.
I'm going to look it up, and I'll put it in the comment section.
Perfect. We love that. Now, every week, we are spotlighting a dance genre just for you. We are doing contemporary. We saved it for you.
We love
contemporary. And this is such a loaded category. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I was like, how do you choose? Because contemporary is my favorite style of dance, especially on this show. But I chose none other than Mandy Moore, of course. I'm such a huge fan of hers. And it was funny because I was doing some Google searching on her life and whatnot. And it's funny how many people get her confused with actress Mandy Moore.
I did. Just the name originally.
Yeah,
just
true.
Absolutely.
True. So everybody, I guess, approaches Mandy Moore, the actress, and says, oh my gosh, I love your routine in La La Land. Anyway, this opening picture here, this is what we talked about earlier. No cuts. Opening to La La Land. Is that you too?
Does look like the back of my head?
Yeah, she. Here we go. That's funny. Such an incredible. And she was talking about how much went into this. I mean, months of preparation.
Oh, yeah.
Reinforcing. What a lot of people
don't know. Shutting down the road.
Shutting down the road. Reinforcing the top of the roofs there in each car.
So cool.
Man, just so much. So we absolutely love her. Emmy Award winner for Dancing with the Stars. So she has not won yet for So You Think, which is just, to me, unheard of. She's had countless nominations, but this year she is nominated, again, like I said, for that routine last year in front of the VPAC at CSUN, the opening number with 100 dancers. So again, hopefully she'll get a nod. Yeah. You know, a nod. I mean, she got the nod, but hopefully she'll win the award for that. And then also, something that people may not know is that she choreographed Silver Linings Playbook, the Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence duet. Mm-hmm. Right? Kind of exciting. And what I love about that is that she didn't even... They don't really have, you know, trained dance ability, and she went in there and was able to teeter and kind of cater to their talents. And I think that's just such a testament to Mandy Moore. She loves choreographing anything. Like, here's this quote that I love. I'll choreograph to anything. I like versatility. I like to do different things. I try not to have a formula for what I do. And that's such a special thing about her dance style is she doesn't plan a whole lot. She goes kind of into the cuff, and I mean, to be able to do what she does. Well, the routine I picked here we go, you guys. Melanie and Neil from season 8, Total Eclipse of the Heart. This is that famous leap right here. I mean, like, that goes down in history for one of the most fearless moves. And to me, Melanie is one of my favorite dancers. And this is the perfect, again, routine of Neil being there every moment with her. And, you know, Mandy just being able to choreograph two just phenomenal dancers and work into their skills. So that's what I chose. How about you, Kimmy?
Good choosing.
Oh, so good. I have so much I can say. It's dynamic. It's perfection. There's so much I could say.
Yeah.
Execution.
Yeah.
Well, someone I'm equally as passionate about is my fave BFF, Mia Michaels. I honestly think, well, no, I'm going to be debated here, I think she's like the best choreographer on the entire planet.
And no, like, I'm there with you. She's amazing. Yeah. I've always loved her.
Drawn me in ever since my days back watching Celine Dion on A New Day, created by Franco Dragone in the
picture.
Las Vegas residency. She's fierce. And she's got her new unicorn book out. I don't know if you guys have seen it. She's written the book. She's just amazing. She's
choreographed Broadway. She's just perfect.
Choreographed everything. That's her working with the Rockettes, the Radio City Rockettes in New York City for the Spectacular and stuff. If anyone has ever seen those shows, so amazing. But she's just stellar. And obviously she's been in and out of So You Think You Can Dance. And she's won Emmys for Most Outstanding Choreography. She's just amazing. And the video that I have picked, or the piece that she choreographed, was back in season 2.
Is that
favorite?
That one?
It's my favorite of all time.
Wait, that's not the right.
Nope, that's a different routine.
That's a different routine.
Oh, we got the wrong one up there. Okay,
so who?
Anyways, the one that we're doing was Bench.
Bench.
Yeah, we're doing Heidi and Travis.
Heidi and Travis. Oh, good.
And if you are, So You Think You Can Dance.
There we go. Yes. There's the beautiful bench.
Connoisseur.
With the flower.
And which is amazing as well, as this is actually a Celine Dion song as well, Calling You, which I love.
I'm breaking out in chills.
I have chills too.
It's the connection. It's the passion.
It's the music.
It's the music. It makes you feel like it. You just feel something.
It gives you all the feels. And again, like Travis. Travis, look at him in season 2.
Well, and this is so great seeing the evolution of someone like this, who's a dancer and now one of the most famous choreographers in the world. It's just so awesome what this show can do for people. But Mia just connects in ways that nobody else
can. And she was always so good with the use of objects.
Whether
it was props, a bed, a bench, a door. Come on. She's done it all.
Well, and I mean, you just touched on it. It's about connecting, she is the queen of choreographing connection.
And always creative movements as well. I mean, I know that's what a choreographer should do, but just really different paces that she pops in everywhere.
And challenges them.
That's why we love this show.
Yeah.
Oh, Teague.
Amazing.
Don't stop it.
We're all stupid. All right. Okay, so I chose Sonia Taya, one of my favorite choreographers. I've had the chance to work with her when I was younger. So inspiring. She's such an amazing individual.
Yeah.
Inside and out. She's amazing. She's originally from Detroit. Now she's choreographing lots of stuff right now in New York.
Great.
But I chose a piece from season 11. The dancers are Jessica Richens and Ricky Ibeda. Great performance. I think her movement is just so dynamic, and she forces you to really kind of push yourself to the limit, and she creates strong dancers. I remember training with her. It was very much like the warm-ups were crazy because there's just so much core. Like all of her dances, like even this movement,
so much strength.
Truthfully, like so incredibly difficult, and I think that she does a really good job at kind of preparing dancers to be strong rather than
there's so
just
much athleticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that that's definitely a thing that she focuses on. So yeah, I chose her and she's a big inspiration. So
beautiful.
I would love to see her back on So You Think.
I know.
We didn't. Well, did we see her last year?
She did like one, I think, one routine last year.
Yeah, did we see her last year? Yeah, so hopefully we see her this year because she's just amazing and she always brings really dynamic.
Well, it's interesting because she, again, has been doing, she's, like you said, been coming in and out since about season three. Like Mandy Moore has been 13 seasons, hard to believe that.
Right.
But these dancers, like Mandy Moore, started out as a choreographer or a choreographer's assistant, and now these, and even you know Sonia, it's like they started, they kind of started molding their career at the beginning of this and getting known, and now they're legends. I mean, like to me, Sonia's another Mia Michaels.
Right.
I mean, like you watch her routines and
unique,
they're just
she's innovative
and they stand out. Well, speaking of that transition, I mean, go from Travis Wall performing in that routine that you chose,
to
Kim,
to
my choice this week for contemporary. And he is a jazz and contemporary choreographer. He started off on season two of So You Think You Can Dance and just like blew minds. And he was so skilled that he came back and was one of the first contestants that became a choreographer. And and something else that's really cool, he started a dance company with Nick Lazzarini, who was season one's winner, and a couple of other guys, and called Shaping Sound.
So good.
And so,
who Jay is a part of.
We've seen lots of our dancers
that came in and was like, it's kind of like a name now. Like, oh, I work with Debbie Allen. Debbie Allen, you know, dance is like, oh, I'm with Travis Wall. So who I, the routine that I chose was, this is like literally one of my favorites. It's Janine and Jason, and it is from season five. And it's If It Kills Me. And this performance literally made me love this song. I don't know if we have sound, but
Oh, yes.
So good.
We're digging so deep, it's good to have reminders here.
So deep. And she is so good. She, Janine, won season five. And I just love their connection and how Travis really challenged them with tricks, but tricks that all connected and flowed.
Sure.
And the musicality, as you can see, those beats and those hits go straight with the guitar the song.
Well, his style actually kind of reminds me of Sonya Tyrer. Like, there's so much athleticism and strength in it. I mean, Sonya is definitely a little more, I feel, hard-hitting, and whereas his is much more fluid, I would say. I mean, but there's just nuances that are so similar that I love.
So it was just so good. And even, I mean, little mistakes that just go because it was just so naturally. Kind of like earlier when we talked about, he just gives it to you and you can fill in that space.
Right.
And it's not so mechanical. He just lets it
flow. Well, and like you said, he allows the dancers to fill that space. If something goes awry, it's like they, at this level, they're able to be able to
and
fill
they,
those.
Yeah, and like a wardrobe malfunction, just because you get so into it, he ripped her dress and they had to smooch at the end. It's just everything. So
good.
Travis, we love you.
Oh my goodness. I hope everybody enjoyed those selects.
Fun.
Oh my goodness. Well, what does the live chat think? How are they how are we doing, folks? We want to hear from you. And again, don't be afraid. Leave us comments. Let us know who your favorite dancers are. We'll give you a shout out like Jasmine. Woo, what up?
Yeah, and we have some Charm Denise. Hey, she said, yes, no one does it better than Mia.
Yes. Such a good one.
So true.
Well, we're all like one big community. You know what I mean? Like the dance community is such a tight-knit group, and we all love watching these dances, watching these choreographers, and seeing them grow. It's just so good.
It is.
As we move into predictions, before we close out our show, you guys, Tegan and I can't talk. But maybe, I know there's a lot, but maybe each of your guys is top two, top two girl, top two boy that you would love to see in the top 10 live shows. And also live chat, let us know who your favorites are. I know JJ's kind of a front runner, but we'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah.
They're waiting for us, Dylan.
Okay.
This is tough.
I know,
okay.
I know.
Just to reiterate, we can't say because Becky and I covered the photo shoot for the top 10. So we do know who that is. But I will say I'm excited to see Brian Friedman next week.
Sister.
Okay.
Okay, so I have to have Emily, Jensen, Chelsea, Hanalei, and Stephanie.
What about boys, though?
Oh.
that's your top five.
Ooh, I like it, girl. Get in there.
Okay, you do your girls, and then I'll do my guys.
Oh, no. Emily. Emily's biggest fan. I think she's
beautiful.
Absolutely stunning and amazing, and she should win this whole competition. So how about that one? There you go.
JJ and Evan. Those are my guys.
That's a bold prediction,
girl. I'm just trying to hold Emily right here.
See if there's any reaction to it.
JJ and JJ and Evan are the two guys that I'm going for.
Yeah, JJ.
So good. Those are some good predictions.
Yeah, love it.
Are they really? Are they?
I can't wait. 2 weeks. Two weeks, you guys.
So far.
But we have some exciting dance.
So close.
Like we talked about, August 6th, you guys, live shows will be starting, and we are hoping as a panel that we will be rotating. We are feeling really good about that happening, so we'll rotate and bring live interviews to our shows.
Yes.
And then we can also do some questions, maybe via Twitter or via the comment section. Yeah. Any questions you may have for choreographers, the dancers, because we get everybody. I mean, it's two hours of everybody coming through that press line, so it's going to be really fun stuff.
Yeah.
Some fun things to look forward to. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll introduce myself. I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me on YouTube, all Instagram, social media, all of that.
Do it.
All
of it. And everyone, I'm Kim Davey. You can find me at Kim Davey Live on all my social media. Yeah.
And I'm Teague Dooley Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP. It's T-I-E-G-E-D-P.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks,
and I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And that's M-I-S-S.
So good. We'll see
with
everyone.
With us.
We'll see everyone next week at 6 Pacific Standard Time right here. Check you guys later. Have a great week.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.